You're listening to the Ray Hanania Podcast, a weekly overview of all my opinion columns, my radio interviews, and my reports on Middle East topics and on mainstream American politics. My Middle East columns are published in the Arab News newspaper, the Middle East Monitor online, and the Arab Daily News online. My mainstream columns are published at suburbanchicagoland.com and in 7 newspapers in the southwest region of Chicagoland, including the Regional News, the Reporter newspaper, the Des Plaines Valley News, and the Southwest News Herald. This podcast also includes my radio show broadcast in Detroit on the second Friday of every month, live on WNZK AM 690 radio, and also live online. It's a lot of information and a lot of resources, but you can get all of this on my writings and podcasts by visiting my website at hanania.com. I hope you sit back and enjoy this latest podcast. Larry David stole my life and put it on TV. Some people in society define themselves based on the role models they admire. Tom Hanks, Amal Clooney, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Brad Pitt, Adam Sandler, Meryl Streep. You can go on and on. But I can say with absolute certainty that my role model, the person I most identify with and see so many parallels in, is Larry David, the TV and Hollywood comedian who is the creator of the hit comedy series Seinfeld and the even hipper HBO sitcom Curb Your Enthusiasm. There is no way I can curb my enthusiasm about Larry David and the cast of spectacular actors and actresses on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm a late starter to the Curb Your Enthusiasm following. I only started watching my first episode less than 2 years ago in October 2017 while convalescing following cancer surgery. Although the medical science of my doctors at the University of Chicago Hospital deserve a lot of the credit for beating cancer and saving my life, it was the laughter and hilarity of Curb Your Enthusiasm that kept me balanced in the weeks after, when I binge-watched all of the TV sitcom's 9 seasons. The show first broadcast 17 years ago, and I don't consider that a coincidence. Ever since, I have binge-watched the series at least 5 times, from start to finish, and the more I watch, the more I see myself in the often misunderstood and pilloried Larry David. Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of the funniest sitcoms on television. But like a lot of HBO and cable TV productions, the series is short on quantity and yet so high in quality. There are only 10 episodes per season. Its schedule hasn't been annual like most other series. It comes and it goes for several years. The last episode, 10 of season 9, aired on December 3rd, 2017, just as I was repeating the medicinal benefits of the show's humor. And the next season, Season 10, is expected to begin airing sometime this year, maybe in the late spring, or more likely in the fall, as all of the past 9 seasons had September or October launch dates. I can't wait till September or October 2019, though, because as soon as I complete binge-watching number 5 for the 5th time, I'll just start over again, because I can't get enough of Larry David's hapless life of being misunderstood and his cast of characters that include Jeff Carlin, who plays Jeff Green as his agent, Richard Lewis as himself, David's equally pained comedy pal, the comedian who's hilarious, and then his TV ex-wife, played by Cheryl Hines, and Jeff Green's wife, the actress Susie Essman, who plays his agent's foul-mouthed and loud wife. So many other great comedians, actors, and actresses are in the series, like J.B. Smoove. To people unfamiliar with the show, these notes from the series may or may not connect with their real-life experiences, but they are a template, or better yet, a blueprint of life's journey for the insiders who know everything. You have to be a certain kind of person to sing without prompting the Nestle's Nesquik chocolate jingle, originally made famous by Farfel the dog, the Nestle's mascot. N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best Chocolate. Larry David finds a way to insert it into the script. Nestle sponsored the Jimmy Nelson ventriloquist show on TV in the 1950s when I was growing up. And his other puppet besides Farfel the Dog was Danny O'Day. How many other people out in TV land will watch the 10th season of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm and declare, holy shit, that's me. LD is misunderstood, skeptical. Everyone blames him. He always gets the blame when things go wrong. His attempts at compliment are suspect. No one believes him. No good deed goes unpunished in his life. Frustrated by everyone around him, his problems can never be corrected. They just get worse. When David walks out of his house, he is carefree and often leaves his front door open, explaining why so many people enter and leave his life. His mantra is, he was just trying to be helpful. Yet he can't miss stumbling into misunderstanding and blame. He does things he doesn't want to do that others implore him to do. He's too deep in perplexity to say goodnight to people. He's a victim of circumstances. He's a fiasco from start to finish. He's had every sexual problem known to man and experience, and yet he doesn't consider himself a cool guy. Larry David is a self-admitted hypochondriac. He's not a get-together kind of person. LD believes in tip coordination after lunch with a split-check meal, and he'll fight to defend it. He's a lefty brassiere unhooker, which doesn't help his sex life at all. He always carries a mint, a tissue, and a pen. He hates the feeling of sand on his feet, worse in his sneakers. He's not blessed with folliculi, and is bald, not blessed hair. And he ponders the ponderless. Who instigated the hug that broke the glasses? You're nothing without your health, and some people are nothing even with their help. Instead of experiencing an awkward moment, Larry David is in a perpetual awkwardness. He is not an inventor, but he considers himself an improver. He doesn't leave a movie theater early and is a guy who goes down with the ship. I stay with the captain, he says. Everyone leaves him with his chaos, though. Larry David and Jeff Garland, the four-eyed F and the fat piece of according to his character's wife. Larry is a kebabophobe because he's afraid of the stick that holds the meat together. He doesn't always recommend anyone, but often gives a non-recommend recommend that people often miss. Larry's life starts like an empty gesture. He's the irritee who becomes the irritator. Larry recognizes that his relationship with his wife is damaged by too much Larry. He used to go to work and then come home. It wasn't enough Larry, but you were home all day. It was too much Larry. We can reduce the amount of Larry. What does he think? That I'm a moron? You throw in a F and you can double your laughs. Pricks and C's, the big C word, are equal. Why is a C worse? His life is a Cobb salad minus everything that everyone else expects. He doesn't realize that people understand him in a different way. I was just stretching my arm. I didn't mean it to have sex with you. I don't like talking to people I know, but strangers I have no problem with. Bald people are a persecuted class of people, and that doesn't include those who shave their heads. My mother just died, or dating the disabled are the perfect excuses to get a date, including recognition. What is it with your cutoffs? Not everybody knows his rules. He has his own set of rules, and he wonders why no one else lives by them. Larry David is a shrimp counter. Time flies when you're having fun, even when you're not. There is no such thing as there was no reason. He doesn't buy into the rules. The law of the dry cleaners. You drop clothes off, lose something, and you take something else home instead. You never leave an affair before the dessert. I don't subscribe to that, he says. And he doesn't wait until after the dessert rule. You can't break up with a handicapped person by phone. He protests the automatic 18% tip on a restaurant tab, and why shouldn't he not give an additional tip? Why should he? The 18% is the tip. You tip for a favor. You don't do a favor and not tip. And attempting to do a favor is a favor. E for effort, F is for favor. Some rules he can't avoid, like the 5-second rule in a hug. If it lasts more than 5 seconds, he gets an erection. He doesn't do a stop and chat. He has to get outfit approval from Cheryl on what to wear. He calls people after 10 p.m. Schmohawks are the people who cut him off or upset him when he drives, a word he learned from his widowed character father, Nat, played by actor Shelley Berman. There's only two ways a person can hurt their neck. One is by getting in a car accident. The other is by cunnilingus. Having said that is a great expression to negate everything that you just said. He pretends to have the wrong night to get out of a party invitation, visiting the party inviters on the wrong day. He invented the bathroom trick to avoid paying the restaurant tab, but often is its victim. Slapping the shoulder is like sex for platonic friends. Chi ya is his yoga mantra that means F me. People shouldn't know who you are when you donate something as anonymous. LD is very generous with his money. Some people are sampler abusers. You can't abuse the sampling privilege. It's all about omission versus commission. Just knowing Larry is a liability, his closest friends admit. Here are some of my favorite episodes. Season 2, Episode 9, The Baptism Conversion. Larry accidentally disrupts the baptismal conversion of a Jew who wants to marry Cheryl's sister, who is Christian. Larry gets to the baptism late and thinks the guy is being drowned in the river. He causes a confrontation between the Christians and the Jews, who say Larry's act was a mitzvah. After he intervenes to save the guy from drowning, he later learns the sign of the cross: nose, toes, watch, and wallet. Season 4, Episode 9, Hasidim Sex with the Sexy Gina Gershon. Man, she's beautiful. Season 7, Episode 5, Dating a Wheelchair Girl, which explains how he lists his friends and acquaintances in his BlackBerry directory. Wendy Handicapped, Denise Wheelchair. Season 7, Episode 6, Larry is urinating and it splashes on a picture of Jesus on the wall in the bathroom. It looks like Jesus is crying. Season 8, Episode 3, Palestinian Chicken is my absolute favorite of all 90 of the shows, about Larry David connecting with a beautiful Palestinian activist, Shara, played by actress Anne Bedian, at a Palestinian chicken restaurant. Bedian probably gives LD his best sex ever during the entire season, screaming to audience laughter, "I'm gonna F the Jew out of you," and many more lines that make you lower the volume of your TV set. Bedian is a phenomenal Canadian-Armenian actress who needs more roles and more followers on Twitter, by the way. Look her up, at Anne Bedian, A-N-N-E-B-E-D-I-A-N. I bet she suffers from the episode's difficult lines. I know many Arabs and Palestinians hate the episode, but they have no sense of humor. No wonder they're always angry. They? Me! If I were to write a script for Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm, I would have Richard Lewis, who is constantly looking for a girlfriend and always pained, settle down with Shara and Bedian and explore the hilarity of a Palestinian and Jewish marriage, which, by the way, I experience every day in my own real life marriage. This has been the Ray Hanania Podcast, a weekly overview of all my opinion columns, my radio interviews, and my reports on Middle East topics and on mainstream American politics. For more information, go to hanania.com. Thanks for listening.